Velkommen til Den Uafhængiges podcast. Jeg hedder Asger Juhl, og jeg har startet det her medie for at skabe et frit og et kritisk og et nysgerrigt medie i Danmark. Vi får ikke penge af nogen. Vi får ikke penge af politikerne. Vi får ikke penge af firmaer eller organisationer. Vi får kun penge af vores medlemmer. Det er sådan en som dig. Du kan vælge at støtte os og hjælpe os på vej frem her i verden ved at gå ind på denuafhængige.dk og blive medlem og se, hvordan du kan støtte os, og hvad du får ud af det i øvrigt. Jeg håber, at du nyder det interview, der kommer lige nu. Velkommen til Den Uafhængige. Jeg kommer altså til at fortsætte med den her debat om Danmarks samarbejde med Israel om vacciner. Jeg kan simpelthen ikke lade være. Jeg synes, den er så interessant, der er så mange påstande, og der er så mange automatreaktioner fra begge lejre, synes jeg. En af de ting, der blev sagt af Mette Frederiksen, hun kom hjem fra Israel, hvor hun havde etableret et samarbejde sammen med Israel om produktionen og levering af vacciner. En af de ting, der blev sagt, var, at Mette Frederiksen i hvert fald ikke måtte købe vacciner eller få vacciner i Israel, før Israel havde sørget for at vaccinere den palæstinensiske del af befolkningen. Den palæstinensiske ambassadør i Danmark bekendtgjorde, at Frederiksen havde solgt sin sjæl til djævlen, fordi hun ville tage vacciner med hjem, i stedet for at tække Netanyahu om at give dem til palæstinenserne. Hvad er rigtigt i alt det her? Fordi samtidig kunne man læse, at palæstinenserne slet ikke ville samarbejde med Mette Frederiksen, eller med Israel, om nogen som helst vacciner. Velkommen til Den Uafhængige. Du kan selvfølgelig være med og stille spørgsmål i kommentarsporet her. Assalam alaikum, Mr.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ja, det forstår jeg så ikke. But thank you very much for being in the independent. You are the ambassador of the Palestinian authorities here in Denmark. Tell me, do the Palestinian authorities want to cooperate with Israel regarding vaccines or not?
Of course, the Palestinians, you know, would cooperate with any country in the world that could offer, you know, vaccinations to 5 million people that are suffering heavily from this pandemic, corona. Of course, they will cooperate with Israel if Israel is willing to give the vaccines for the Palestinians. These are humanitarian issues. These should not be used for political ploys by either. So for this reason, if we want to save lives, we have to cooperate. We are living in the same land, my friend. We're breathing the same air. We're facing the same diseases. So in terms of humanity, of course we have to cooperate. We beg to differ with Israel on the political issues that we are under occupation for the last 6 years, and we want to have our self-determination and be independent. That's the major cause of contention between us and them.
Okay, this is an important question because it's been said in the Danish debate that we should not feel sorry if we want to buy or get vaccines from Israel before the Palestinians are vaccinated, because you don't even want Israel to help you with that. We can also read in the Jerusalem Post that the Palestinian authorities are not interested in engaging in any sort of dialogue with Israel regarding vaccines. But you tell me now that is not true. The truth
First
is that
all,
you are...
Sorry to interrupt you. Continue.
Oh, I was almost finished. So what you are saying now is what we can read in the Jerusalem Post, what we can hear in the Danish debate, is just not true.
It is absolutely not true. And to give you one simple example, Israel gave us 2,000 vaccines and we received them from Israel. So this refutes everything you have said about the Danish media alleging that the Palestinian Authority is not willing to cooperate with the Israelis on the issue of vaccines. We received 2,000 vaccines only from Israel. So if we don't want to cooperate, why did we receive those 2,000?
Will you criticize Israel for not helping the Palestinians enough regarding vaccines?
Of course, I will criticize Israel. Israel, under the Geneva Convention, is supposedly to protect the 5 million Palestinians that is under occupation. This is by international law and by international humanitarian law. And so far, Israel vaccinated its 7 million people in Israel and cares about the Palestinian people on the other side. And now Israel is becoming the champion of vaccination. Why? It does not produce the vaccines. It bought the vaccines from Pfizer, and these extra vaccines that they have, your prime minister willingly went to this country, Israel, which is an apartheid state, trying to make a bargain and buy the vaccines and cooperate in having in the future a factory for the production of vaccines in southern Tel Aviv. You tell me, such a country like Denmark, a human rights country that upholds the principles of freedom, democracy, and equality, goes to Israel, knowing that Israel is a racist apartheid, and is willing to buy the extra vaccines instead of telling Netanyahu, shame on you, give those vaccines to the Palestinians. I question the integrity of such an act.
Sure. So let me hear, do you find Al Jazeera a trustworthy media compared to Jerusalem Post?
Jerusalem Post is a newspaper that is a right wing.
What about Al Jazeera?
What Al Jazeera?
Is that a good Al Jazeera? Is that a good media? Can we trust Al Jazeera?
Al Jazeera, maybe a little bit less than Jerusalem Post.
Because
no, I don't trust Al Jazeera either.
Ah, okay. We can read in Al Jazeera that the Palestinian authorities vaccinated their national football team before you vaccinated the old people in Palestine.
First of all, I have no knowledge of this, so I cannot answer. Mm. But common sense says, if our football team is being vaccinated because they have to travel and play overseas, and that will be a requirement that they should have, being vaccinated with a passport to have entry into those countries, host countries where they have to play. That's common sense, in answering your question. But
it's common sense
to
vaccinate the football team.
Okay. Excuse me? I don't have the exact information.
But it's common sense to vaccinate the football team.
Of course. And to vaccinate medical doctors and to vaccinate old people who are suffering from diseases. These are priorities. But it doesn't mean that, the general population would be neglected. And of course, every country is prioritizing. Tell me, in Denmark, are Danish citizens being vaccinated?
Yes.
Or medical doctors are being vaccinated? Members of your parliament are being vaccinated. Members of your government are being vaccinated.
No.
So the priority goes to the elderly, goes to the medical teams, and this is common sense. Of course, every country has a priority in vaccinating its own people.
Have you got vaccinated?
No, sir.
Okay.
There is no clear evidence when diplomats in this country are going to be vaccinated. We are not even in any of your categories.
No. So it's also been reported in Al Jazeera that 200 vaccines have been sent from Palestine to the court in Jordan. Do you know if that's true?
No, I have no idea. Really, I have no idea. I can't answer something I'm not aware of.
Okay. So can you tell us what the status are with vaccinations in Palestine right now?
The status is really precarious at best, as we say. The numbers of, people getting the corona is exponential. Still, we don't have any commitments coming from countries in the world to help us. But we know that the Russians, have committed themselves to help us with the Sputnik. But so far, we did not receive anything. And we don't know whether Israel is going to approve the entry of those vaccines, from Russia. So things are in the air. We are pleading the international community to help us. you know, we are under occupation. We don't have money to buy, you know, vaccines from the world. And as you know, the world knows the plight of the Palestinians. And that's why, you know, we are just waiting, like waiting for go.
According to your own health ministry, you have made arrangements with four different companies to give vaccines that can vaccinate 70% of your population. And you are about to receive, according to the Jerusalem Post, 4 million doses of the Russian vaccine.
Yes, this has been said and reiterated time and again. And I, in my interview on DR2, I said it. Yes, there is communication concerning this matter, but it did not materialize. We are still waiting. Mm-hmm. And we hope that the Israelis will cooperate on this mm-hmm. issue to let those vaccines come through.
Okay. So how many people have been vaccinated so far? Do you know that?
No, I don't have exact statistics. I wish you told me earlier. I would have consulted with my friend, the Minister of Health, Dr. Michele, and she could have given me the exact figures for you. Sure. But if you insist, I will get you the exact figures, you know, maybe after the program.
No, but it's fine. But I'm just curious. You said that you have been vaccinating, you know, a few people. So where did you get from where did you get those vaccines?
I told you 2,000 vaccines were given to us by the Israelis.
And that's it.
I told you earlier. That's it. I don't have any other resources to tell you from where. Hmm. But at least, you know, I'm confirming that 2,000 vaccines were given to us by Israel.
Why did Israel do that if it's an apartheid state?
Well, maybe for the reason that, okay, they don't want to open a Pandora's box of criticism. They told the Palestinians, okay, we'll give you 2,000. At least you give them to the medical team, to the medical teams that are, you know, helping the those who are being infected. Mm. That's the reason.
So do you think that the Israelis want to do it to save Palestinian lives?
Well, basically, if they want to save Palestinian lives, they could have given us much more than this.
So you think it's only for their own sake of appearances?
And not to expose it for selling, you know, where it has, you know, simulated your prime minister to go and that of Austria to go and buy the extra vaccines. If we had the money, maybe we could have bought it from Israel.
Mm. Okay. Just hang on, Mr. Ambassador. Well, a lot of people are asking here on Facebook, who is this guy? Who is he ambassador for? Palestine is not a country. Please, your response to those guys.
I don't want to sound rude, but those people are really either ignorant or they don't understand the realities, you know, on the ground. 140 countries in the United Nations have recognized the state of Palestine. Now, if the United States and Israel and some European countries are not recognizing the state of Palestine, it doesn't mean that we don't exist, because we have embassies over 100 countries in the world. That's my answer.
Okay. Mr. Ambassador, Professor Manuel Hassassian, thank you very much for participating in this interview.
It's my pleasure, sir. Thank you very much. And we hope we continue cooperation, because many things that your Danish people are not aware of, and we need to be exposed to the media to tell the truth and to tell the other side of the coin, and not only Israel as it is in your mainstream, you know, media in this country.
Og så vil jeg også bare sige tusind tak til jer, der har kigget med her. Jeg beklager selvfølgelig, at det hele var på engelsk. Sådan er det nu en gang imellem. Tak til alle jer, der har delt og liket. Og selvfølgelig, hvis du sidder derude lige og ikke har for eksempel delt det her endnu, så kan du gøre det, hvis, og selvfølgelig kun hvis, du synes, at det kunne være interessant at sprede de informationer, som er blevet lagt frem i det her interview. Tusind tak for jer, der gør det.